Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Did you know that looking for repetition is a key tool for studying God's Word? Repetition, by its insistence, creates emphasis. And it's one of the easiest strategies a writer uses to show us what's important. Today, we're going to begin to see what's important to the writer of Psalm 91. It's time to memorize Psalm 91, 9 and 10. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. The psalmist takes us back to the beginning. He repeats his opening thoughts. Verses 9 and 10, they're almost like a summary of verses 1 through 8, kind of like cliff notes. Now, why is it that no evil will be allowed to happen to us and sickness cannot come near our tent? Well, it's because dwelling on God's strength and character positions us to experience God's care and protection. It's not that we don't have it either way, but now we can feel the protection of God. We're aware of His presence. By repeating this truth, the psalmist is inviting us one more time to make the Lord our refuge and to remember that He is the God Most High. You know, something I like to do is remind myself of God's care and protection, and I look for glimpses of it throughout the day. When I see it, I say it to someone, anybody who's nearby. If I just happen to get the last parking spot downtown when I go for my haircut, and if you have never tried to park in downtown State College, you can't appreciate that. Or if I find something precious that's been lost in my house, which happens all the time. Or, well, you get the idea. When those good things happen, those little things, when something small happens, I tell someone, "Do you know how much Jesus loves me?" And then I tell them what He did. Now, I'm reminding myself that He's the God of all, the big and the small, the God Most High. Remind yourself from time to time each day. Look for ways to celebrate His hand in your life, even in the little things. And then when those big things happen, you're going to know He's there and He's going to show up, the God Most High. Time for a practical tip of the day. Drink. Hydrate. Do not skip that part of this 28-day experiment. Water intake supports your body's natural detox system, and that's what helps you remove waste and harmful substances through natural body functions, if you know what I'm saying. But those functions need the help of water to work. Now, if that doesn't interest you, how about fewer headaches? Even a mild fluid loss can cause the brain to contract away from the skull. Doesn't that sound icky? Leading to headaches and migraines in some people. Yowzer. So staying hydrated may help keep head pain in check. Girl, drink your water. Did you receive the Holy Girl Walk Season 1 kit with a memory guide and memory cards as a thank you gift for being a Freedom Partner? Well, my friend, a great big thank you from me to you. Thanks for partnering with me in prayer and financial giving to make it possible to do things like this. I couldn't do it without you. Learn how you can become a Freedom Partner at danagresh.com/partner and find out what the thank you gifts are right now. Happy walking, friend.